Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the prospect of drone deliveries gets a shot in the arm. After dragging its feet behind other countries a bit, the U.S. expects to begin limited package deliveries within months. The Wall Street Journal's Andy Pastor talks the big shift in tone from federal regulators and industry officials, the latest on how soon you can expect your next package to be delivered via drone. But first, these tech headlines. Dropbox has set a valuation target between $7 billion and nearly $8 billion ahead of its initial public offering, making it one of the biggest tech IPOs in the past few years. Technically, the valuation would make it the largest IPO since Snap Inc. made its debut in March of 2017. The Wall Street Journal had previously reported the company was seeking a valuation of roughly $7 billion to $8 billion. And robots are learning how to handle with care, literally. New robots with pliant, dexterous fingers are gaining popularity as companies in retail, food handling, and agriculture move toward more automation. Case in point, a report in the Journal discusses how Soft Robotics drastically sped up the production of popular marshmallow Easter treat Peeps this year without damaging them. Most innovation in robotics is happening at the level of software and robot grippers, or end effectors, as they're known in the industry. Coming up, why if you look out onto your porch long enough, you might soon expect a delivery via drone. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've all got one. You've got one. I've got one. An opinion. We'd like to hear your opinion about our podcast. Head to wsj.com/survey and help us improve our podcast.
This escalated quickly. After lagging behind other countries for years, according to federal regulators and industry officials, commercial drones in the U.S. are now expected to begin limited package deliveries within months. Let's get right to the details. Joining us now from Los Angeles with the latest is the Wall Street Journal's Andy Pastor. Hi, Andy.
Hey there.
So there seems to be this newfound energy to go big with drones. What led to this new official shot of momentum on a federal level like this? Why the shift in tone now?
I think it really is different from previous years. There was a lot of talk in the past, both by the government and industry, but now it appears that they're actually both government and industry are moving ahead and trying to figure out how to actually provide some commercial drone services. I mean, some already are underway, of course, but we're talking about more sophisticated uses such as package delivery. The reason, there are really two reasons. Number one, this administration, from the very top, meaning some senior White House officials, has decided that this is a top technology area that they want to really emphasize. And so they are putting a lot of pressure on the bureaucracy to move more quickly than they have in the past. Secondly, the industry itself is stepping up and pushing harder than it did in the past, but also coming up with some potential solutions to alleviate the problems or the hazards or the hurdles that have existed in the past. And one of the most striking things is talk about a separate air traffic control system for low-altitude operations, just encompassing drones, which essentially would be separate from the current air traffic control system, but it would be intended to keep drones from crashing into each other and also to keep them from running into or flying into helicopters or maybe even low-flying unmanned aircraft, though that's probably unusual at that altitude. So there are all these different strands that seem to be coming together to give this issue a lot of momentum now.
So, yeah, it's a big burst of enthusiasm and attention at a federal level. That's certainly a big start, but it begs the question, right? What could possibly go wrong? Now, one thing we've talked about on the podcast is security. We've talked about how mastering this element in the practice of drones has been very challenging, not to mention the legislative and regulatory restrictions that you just brought up. So with all of this coming into play, it almost seems like an impossible challenge in such a short amount of time.
A huge challenge, and many compare it to what happened after the Wright brothers first flew. There was this flurry of activity by aviators and inventors and all sorts of people trying to get into the aviation business, and there were lots of crashes and lots of failures and lots of problems. So it's a huge challenge. But I think the difference now is that there seems to be a real commitment to come up with some realistic ways to solve it. In the past, there was talk of a very comprehensive regulatory rewrite to take all the old rules, many of them covering only manned aircraft, decades old, and kind of, you know, redo them or write new rules that would apply only to drones. And that's a very time-consuming process, and I think what's different now is that the realization is, well, let's try to use some of the existing rules, use waivers, use exemptions, basically use ways around the old rules, but still keep them in place, which would enable some of these drones to start flying more quickly than they otherwise could.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of different programs, we started to get into some, but drone initiatives that are potentially at play here? I guess I hear the most about Amazon pushing hard with its delivery drone projects, but what kind of companies are clamoring to shove their way into this space within the next couple of years?
Well, certainly Amazon and Google would be at the forefront of the companies that want to do something. They've been interacting with the government and coming up with their own plans and actually filing requests for approvals to have pilot programs. But you have companies such as Boeing, General Electric, Intel, also very interested in either operating or providing services related to drones. And then you have a bunch of startups. By some estimates, there are 15,000 companies that have sprung up in the last 5 or 6 years related to drones. Now, not all of them, obviously, only a few of them manufacture drones. Most of them want to provide services that would allow customers to use data or other things from our pictures or whatever from drones. But you have large and small companies really pushing hard to start to do something. And the FAA is trying on its own to do what it can. So it's automated the clearance process to have some of these drones fly around airports so that there's no need to call air traffic controllers directly prior to flying. You can actually just submit a request by the computer, and you'll get an answer back on a computer. It's all automated, and it seems to be working pretty well.
Wow, sounds like it's all happening faster than anyone thinks. Great stuff. Andy Pastor, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The Wall Street Journal's Andy Pastor has more at WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.